Hey,
I just want to say that I'm so heckin' proud of you. Like, you don't even know. I feel like one of those proud mothers when they're like showing off their kids' artwork. Not saying that you're my kid or that I'm your mom, but like, you know what I mean. I'm so freaking proud of you, babe. And I just wanna I wanna scream and shout to the rest of the world how much you mean to me and just how much I love you, and I guess how much I wanna show the rest of the world how awesome and the way that you make me feel. You make me feel like I'm top of the world, and I guess, you know, you just have that special ability to make anyone feel at ease and comfortable and make them feel like they belong, and you're just so charming, and I really adore that about you. And now I guess the rest of the world gets to see that. And I know that it isn't always easy for you, you know, to wake up and just function, because I know what it's like as well. I mean, you know, we both deal with pretty severe mental health issues in the past, and, you know, to some degree right now and possibly in the future. But just know that I'm right here, and I see you, and I hear you, and I'm here for you. And you don't have to try to put on a mask for me. Okay? You don't have to do that at all. You don't have to pretend for me, because I can see right through you anyways, and you know, I can tell when you're feeling bad, and I just don't want to have you to feel like that you have to pretend for me, because you know you're not at all a burden or bothering me. If you want to just, you don't have to talk about your feelings. I know I go through times like that too, where I just don't want to talk, and I just, you know, I just want someone to comfort me, and, you know, it could just be a hug, or I guess them listening to me ramble, and, you know, you do that for me, so I would be more than willing to do the same for you. And I guess I hope you don't mind that I do that sometimes. I know I can be a little bit touchy-touchy with hugs and stuff, and you know me, I always go in for that that back hug and head pats, although, you know, I do have to go on my tippy toes for that. But yeah, you know, you're my big teddy bear, and I'm your teddy bear as well, so if you ever you want cuddles, you know, just go for it. Yeah, no need to ask. And my hands are open. Wait, how do you say that? Yeah, my body is here for you, for hugging, for cuddles and such. And yeah, but I'm so fucking, oh fuck, oh no, I cursed. Shh, that didn't happen. I know. Okay, but fine, you can put that in our swear jar later. Oh my gosh, I was doing so good up until that moment. Kind of sad now. Oh well. Yeah, you can make up for it if you kiss me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, all better. But yeah, I'm so heckin' proud of you. And, you know, progress is progress. I feel like I'm spouting cliches and stuff, but you know what I mean. Yeah. And I know, you know, you're very hard on yourself, because I'm the same way, but, you know, brains can be a very convincing liar. So it's nice to I guess, you know, make the internal external, so, you know, you can always talk to me about it. I know it's hard to open up and stuff, because I'm the same way, but I hope that you feel comfortable to tell me about, you know, about things, you know, that are currently bothering you. But regardless, you know, I really am. I'm so proud of you. And I feel like I'm gonna tear up because just of how much I feel for you. But, yeah. You know, don't minimize your successes and your wins, okay? I know you're always like, what can I do better? But sometimes you just have to, you know, take a little pause there and be like, yeah, I did do a pretty good job. I should pat myself on the back. And you know, I did that last week when I got my midterm back and I got a perfect score. You know, I really thought I did like really bad on it, but surprisingly I did good. So, you know, sometimes the brain is just, you know, it's this constant, incessant badgering where it makes it hard to think in a positive light about yourself. But, you know, I did okay on my I did good on my midterms, and later while walking outside, I was like, you know what? I'm proud of myself. I pat myself on my back, but I low-key forgot that there was other people around, so they might have seen me do it, but you know what? I did it for me, and you know what? It felt good to pat myself on the back. So, you know what? If ever you see a stranger patting themselves on the back, you know, maybe don't think they're weird, yeah, you know, they're just comforting themselves. Yeah, or maybe it's just me that does that. So if you see a girl on the street, that's me. Uh-huh. But yeah, you don't have to do that, but I guess in your mind you can. Or like, you know, just tell me and I can pat your back for you. Wait, no. I think the whole point is to pat yourself on the back, right? I think so. Okay, never mind. You pat yourself on your back. I guess it would be weird if I did it. But I could pat you on the back if you wanted me to. Yeah. But heck yeah, I'm so proud of you, babe. You know, you... you did a fantastic job, and you will continue to do a fantastic job. You know, we have our ups and downs within our lives, but you know, we just have to ride that wave, like my therapist said, or also Miguel. You know, his wave song is also very, very comforting. You just gotta ride that wave and, you know, go with the flow. I know sometimes it feels like a fucking, oh no, I did it again. It feels like a heck. Okay, that feels weird to say hecking. It feels like a, you know, like a tsunami at times, and it feels like we're drowning, and it's just very overwhelming. You just know that, like, not that I'm here, but also that you're incredibly strong. I mean, you've been through so much in your life, and I hope to gosh that, you know, that it won't happen again in the future, but sometimes life is like that. So tsunamis, you know, they might happen again within our lifetime. But just know that, just remember that you are strong. And I know it's hard to see that at times, but you really are. And I'm here to remind you about that if needed be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you are so strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, mentally, emotionally, but also physically. Uh-huh. Yeah. The way you threw me onto the bed yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, fork. Someone is working out. Mm-hmm. Or they just haven't been showing all of their strength. Hmm? Be keeping that a secret from me. you to ride that wave. But just know that you're also, that you don't need me, obviously. You know, you are your own person and you know how to swim and can manage your own, riding your own waves and such in life. But if it's any comfort or consolation, to know that I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, you know me, I'm a fish, so I like the water. And I don't know where I was going with that. Just know that I love you and I'm so proud of you and that I'm here for you. Yeah. Okay, I did an okay job. I mean, okay, it was it's only been a couple minutes and I already have like a few dollars in the swear jar. Gosh, this is so hard. I didn't know how much I swore until we're trying this out. Yeah. My gosh, how do you do it? Oh yeah, because you're a good boy. I guess I'm a bad girl. Yeah, I like to use my colorful language a lot. Yeah. Oh, I know when you're a bad boy. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, when you're in bed. Mm-hmm. You're swearing a lot. Ooh. Yeah, that jar is gonna be filled up when you fill me up tonight. Hey, yo, just kidding. Okay, that was a bad joke. Oh, you loved it? Okay. Yeah. That'll be good for charity. Mm-hmm. If you did it tonight. Or, you know, we could, or both of us should refresh our kid-friendly swearing. Maybe we should refresh our memories and watch The Good Place. Yeah. And we could be like, holy shirt balls and fork. Fork, yeah. Mm-hmm. Gosh, when is that coming back? Well, I can't wait to watch it with you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you today. Mm-hmm. I guess see you later tonight. Yeah, so see you tonight so we can fork. Yeah. That's so weird saying it like that. I can never see that utensil the same way again now. Oh, is that gonna be like our secret secret code now? So if I bring out a fork, if I show you a fork, that'll be our little code word for you know, fun stuff. But what would a spoon mean? Oh yeah, spoon could be like spooning. But what's a spork? So that would be like, that would be spooning and forking. Ooh. I mean, I feel like we do that all the time anyways though. I don't know why I'm going in depth about this. Okay, I have to, yeah, to go back to class. But I'll see you later tonight. Okay, we can spork, spoon, or fork. Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right, bye. Love you.